God bless you, and may he make your life a real blessing for others. Now we are going to talk on Mark 9:23. You remember the story of the father who had the afflicted son. And the son had been brought to the disciples, but they could do nothing for him. And then you remember that the man said to Jesus, "If thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us." And Jesus replied, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." Now this thought, "all things are possible," oh, that just seems to stir the heart with the grandest hopes, and the mind leaps to high visions and mighty miracles and great achievements and manifestations of God's power. All things are possible. That just opens such vistas of possibility, doesn't it? I want to fully assure you that I believe that because of something I'm going to say that might be taken contrary. I believe that all things are possible. And they're possible to you. But God's word says, but one thing is needful. And the one thing needful has to come before the all things that are possible. There are many disappointed people who have rushed into the presence of God and demanded the all things before they had met the requirement of the one thing necessary. This one thing is a humbling thing in comparison to the vistas of power and possibility when the door of hope swings open on the all things. But one thing is needful. You know that you can't neglect the one thing needful and climb up some other way to a God-blessed, empowered ministry. There are some workers that have just sacrificed everything, but they have an unfruitful ministry because they didn't realize that it takes the one thing needful to make the all things possible. And I say again, you can't neglect the one thing needful unless you first do the thing that Jesus spoke to Mary about Mary and Martha. You remember he said to Martha, "Thou art troubled about many things." And to Mary, he spoke of Mary in this way. She hath chosen the one thing. She hath chosen the good part, the thing that cannot be taken away from her. Jesus said of Mary, not because Mary was any better than Martha. We don't believe that. We believe Martha loved the Lord dearly. But Mary had chosen eternal things that never disappoint, that never fail. Martha had her mind on things not needful. What shall we eat, and what shall we drink, and wherewithal shall we be clothed? What's your choice today? Some will say, "Oh, this thought of all things being possible, that just thrills my soul. I want more faith so I can grasp the all things. Faith's so wonderful." Some would say, "Oh, think of what faith can do, all things possible. Why, you can hardly conceive all things are possible to him that believes." Well, I believe it too. And many times my own heart has been lifted up and thrilled as I've seen faith bring to pass the all things. I'm ashamed to confess that numbers of times I've reached for the all things and grasped only emptiness. Because my plans were frustrated and hopes were blasted because I didn't put the one thing needful first, to sit at Jesus' feet and learn of him. That's what this whole meditation's about. Don't reach for the all things. And you first sit down with Jesus and partake of the one thing. If you had asked Mary, if she took time to pray and talk to her Lord, she might have answered, "Why, certainly, a few minutes here and there, like so many of us, just the ragged minutes that are left over, not time that's definitely planned when there are no distractions." We try in these days to crowd so many things into the temporal space of just that would fit one thing. Mary didn't. She took the one thing needful and put it in its rightful place, and that's first. Like Paul said, "This one thing I do." That's why Paul was such a great man. The one thing needful came before the all things were possible with him. But I do say, beloved, that it's true that this opens a door of hope to everyone. It includes you and your need at this time. Don't let me hurt your faith in that. You can't exclude the particular thing that's your particular need, no matter how hopeless it looks. For the word says all things are possible to him that believes. So often I think of those who have some chronic illness, many, many years, and they've sunken into a state of conscious helplessness, and they just simply endure. No real expectancy at all. Just no fight left in them, for they've accepted the affliction. It's just part of them, something to live with. But God says all things are possible. Oh, how many times I've seen this verse bring release and victory when the conditions have been met. What are the conditions? If thou canst believe, and how are you going to believe? Well, you'll only believe by living in God's word. I've seen some real miracles. I have to believe it for my own life has been a miracle of God's grace and healing power. But there have to come this. First things first, you have to live before God in the one thing that's needful before the all things that are possible. You have a need today. God wants to supply that need. He says so. God will not fail you. Your door of hope swings open on this verse, this wonderful verse. Do you believe? Is faith strong to take hold of the promise you need? It'll grow strong only as you learn of God, read his word, give more time to prayer, and seek him, the one thing that's needful. Beloved, we're living in dangerous times. Live in prayer. There's a great ministry for you there. God bless you. We're praying earnestly for you. Amen.